Oil prices are at their lowest in over a decade. North Dakota's top oil and gas official revealed what that means for North Dakota's oil patch at his monthly meeting last Friday, called the Director's Cut. As Inside Energy's Emily Guerin reports, it all comes down to five key numbers and a song.
Let's start with the obvious number, $27.85. That's what a barrel of oil was worth in Cushing, Oklahoma on January 15th. That sounds random, I know, but a lot of oil pipelines lead to Cushing. There's a ton of oil storage there, and that's where the national benchmark price is set. In North Dakota, oil is worth a lot less. Here's Lynn Helms, the director of the state's Department of Mineral Resources, at a January oil and gas production meeting. It's called the Director's Cut.
Today's oil price, North Dakota sweet, is down to $20.
That's because North Dakota is, well, in the middle of nowhere. The oil has to travel thousands of miles to be refined. So when you hear someone say the price of oil, know that companies in North Dakota are actually making less than that. Now, when companies make less money, they also spend less money. And one way to do that is to drill fewer new wells. Our next number shows that. There are only 49 drilling rigs operating in the state.
Which is, in fact, below what companies told us their 2016 plans were going to be.
49 drilling rigs. 2 years ago, there were 187. So another way to save money is to stop the flow of oil from existing wells. This is called shutting in. Here are some reasons why you might do that.
It's wintertime. The wells are marginal or below break even. They're legacy wells from our 1980s, 70s, and 80s drilling.
In November, companies shut in more wells than they drilled new ones. So the overall number of producing wells in the state dropped to 13,077. That's number three. Now, you might think with all of this, oil production would be plummeting, right? Wrong.
Oil production is up about 5,000 barrels a day.
Here's how this works. At low prices, companies will only drill wells in the hottest of hot spots in the Bakken, where the wells produce tons of oil. So even though drilling has slowed way down, because the new wells are in the best areas, overall oil production has remained fairly steady at just under 1.2 million barrels a day. But before you get too optimistic, let's hear the final number.
We have two companies that have filed for bankruptcy. We got word yesterday that there's a third one probably filing next week.
Holmes says he wouldn't be surprised if another five companies go belly up before the end of the year.
We're down in the bottom of the tank in terms of cash flow and capital to maintain activity.
To illustrate his point, Helms pulled out a piece of paper with what looked like a poem, but it wasn't a poem.
Some of you will remember it. It's called Running on Empty.
He was visibly delighted as he started to read Jackson Browne's lyrics.
I look out at the road rushing under my wheels. I don't know how to tell you all just how crazy this life feels. I look around for the friends that I used to turn to pull me through, and I look into their eyes and I see them running too.
For Inside Energy, I'm Emily Guerin.
Looking out at the road, rushing under my wheels.